Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Getting food, gas, and other essentials to you could get tougher if there's a rail strike in a few days. Congress could impose a compromise labor agreement. The House takes this up today after President Biden asked Congress to step in.
There's a lot to do, including resolving the train strike.
A potentially crippling freight rail strike next week.
And Congress, I think, has to act to prevent it. It's not an easy call, but I think we have to do it. The economy's at risk.
The president's also urging legislation to avoid a government shutdown next month and pushing for it to include more funding for the COVID-19 response and Ukraine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Soon the House will take up a bill the Senate just passed that protects same-sex and interracial marriages. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
It's an extraordinary sign of shifting national politics on the issue and a measure of relief for hundreds of thousands of same-sex couples who have married since the Supreme Court's 2015 decision that legalized gay marriage nationwide. The bill ensures that same-sex and interracial marriages are enshrined in federal law. The Senate vote was 61-36. That includes support from 12 Republicans. Republican Senator from Maine, Susan Collins, says,
"Today, we made a difference."
The bill next goes to the House for a final vote and then to President Joe Biden's desk. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Tornadoes hit parts of Mississippi last night as heavy thunderstorms rolled from eastern Texas to Georgia and as far north as Indiana. No immediate reports of serious damage or injuries. An international group that promotes democracy says democracy is being degraded around the world because people are losing faith in the legitimacy of elections, and they see freedom of expression being hindered, among a range of other problems. This is AP News.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuck It stores or at untuckit.com. Untuck It. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates.
Mitch McConnell did make a public statement, right? After he voted to acquit.
No, nothing says the president can't be prosecuted.
Set the example for your caucus.
Convince your caucus as to why the man is not fit to serve. How do you not use your leadership? Say, you guys, this is crazy. We can't do this, and here is exactly why. Because now of the two major political parties, one of them is under the thumb of a fascist insurrectionist.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it while we can. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
For
for Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. A federal judge is ordering Enbridge Energy and Wisconsin's Bad River Tribe to submit a joint proposal by December 17th to shut down Oil and Gas Line 5 to avoid it from rupturing. Wisconsin Public Radio reports bank erosion on the Bad River is threatening to expose the line, which could potentially spill 20,000 gallons of liquid fuel into the water. Brett Favre wants a judge to let him out of a lawsuit over Mississippi's misspent welfare money. Favre's lawyers say this week the Mississippi Department of Human Services is trying to blame the former Packers star for how it mismanaged millions of dollars years ago. Favre has not been charged, but evidence shows he knew millions of dollars he was paid for speeches was tied to the state's welfare program. In sports, Badger men's basketball hosts Wake Forest tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Real information. Good conversation. Unabashedly Wisconsin. This is Up North News Radio. Here's Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the snowy state of Wisconsin Sense for this Wednesday, November 30th. Last day of November. Going to be December tomorrow.
Recording in progress.
That, to me, is a little wild. we're turning the calendar to December already, but I guess that's why we're gonna play a snowy tune or two during the day as well, because we have 2+ inches here at Lake Wissota and a lot more in spots to our west and to our north. Coming up this morning, Connecticut business executive Tim Michaels returns to Wisconsin for a radio interview and talks about his failed campaign for governor. And Senator Tammy Baldwin picks up another win for respecting marriage. If you want to reach us here, our email address is radio at upnorthnewswi.com. And our phone number, 715-388-7155. Would like to hear from you as far as how much snow you have in your neck of the woods, if any. What the driving situation was like. How you did on the deer hunt. We're going to talk about that as well briefly. And you can call us at 715-388-7155 and talk to Aaron, who's in the producer chair this morning. Aaron, how are you today?
Pretty good. Here in the Christmas...
I don't believe a flake of snow has fallen in Madison there. Am I right?
Correct. Not at least if it did, it vanished overnight. But one of my roommates, Ethan, bought a bunch of Christmas decorations the other day and just put them up around the house. So now the Christmas music sounds right, whether or not I want it to be this soon.
Yeah, that's just it. You might not want it, but here it is. And you know, I have people in my family who you know, they start like Labor Day. You know, it's they start talking about the countdown to Hallmark Christmas movies, which, by the way, I can say I can honestly say I've never watched a Hallmark Christmas movie. You're gonna tell me you haven't either, right?
No, I've seen a ton because my mom loves them. So they play all year round and they play most of the year in our house as well.
Okay. Well, can you tell me your favorite plot of one of them? Does it involve a gazebo? And does it involve a woman returning to her hometown and finding out that the man she thought she loved in the big city is actually a bad guy, and she should fall for the guy from her hometown that she initially eschewed when she left for the big time? Am I guessing that's the movie you saw?
You know, it's kind of hard to tell because that's, unsurprisingly, that is quite literally all of them.
Yes, exactly. from what I hear, again, having not seen one, I'm not the world's biggest movie watcher, much less rom-coms, and yet here I'm about to tell you that last night, We did watch a new movie, the one on Amazon Prime called The People We Hate at Our Wedding, with Kristen Bell and Allison Janney and lots of other folks you'll recognize. And it was very entertaining. It's not going to win, you know, any awards for its writing, for its plot line, but it was enjoyable nevertheless. It's definitely not a movie for the kids, You know, so it, and it's not a Christmas movie by any stretch. It just happened to be released at this time of year. But if you have Amazon Prime and have been wondering about it, it was something my wife wanted to see last night. I thought, well, why not? I always liked things that Alice Janney and Kristen Bell were in. And it was quite nice. So it was a nice little break from work and sports and watching the snow fall and everything else. So if you want to take a look at that, there's my movie recommendation for you. Let me pull up some snow totals here just to get a feel for what we're dealing with. Let's see. That is Spooner that got 6 inches. Rice Lake came in at 7 inches. Boyceville, just north of Menominee, picked up 5.5 inches. There was 6 inches over near Osceola. Basically, the very western edge of the state. River Falls got 6.5. Hudson picked up almost 8 inches of snow. And it was a very well-defined line in the sense that, you know, you get to Eau Claire and you're talking 2 inches and not much beyond that, about 1 inch. And then nothing. So it was a pretty concentrated little storm that dumped, 8+ inches in the South Metro of the Twin Cities and also in the Northeast Metro as it kind of worked its way along that diagonal. So we've definitely got some Christmas spirit that's running over here on the northwestern part of the state. And don't feel left out, because if you didn't get any yesterday, I can pretty safely predict that it's coming your way here at some point or another. You just aren't going to get the magical November snow that we got here. And I'm only calling it magical November snow to make myself feel better, because it's still something that's got to be shoveled or moved or drived on or otherwise dealt with. And that's just what we are facing for this time of year. So I mentioned that the gun deer numbers had come in, and apparently now, again, keep in mind that 2021 was a year where we were still in the pandemic, but the gun harvest numbers for deer up about 14% from 2021 for a total of just over 203,000 deer. And with the sad news that there was one shooting fatality. Thankfully, there weren't more than that. But obviously, we wanted everybody to stay safe there and hope that everybody was able to enjoy the hunt to their satisfaction. Let's take a break. We'll have some headlines and more after this on Up North News Radio.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
True, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
Do you want Wisconsin to suck? I don't. That's why you're listening to me now. I'm Hawk, owner of the Jade Monkey. Come to the Monkey and tell them you're there because the devil sent you. Then, I can spend more money on ads and help Devil Radio keep Wisconsin from spiraling into post-apocalyptic Republican suckage. I mean, that's Iowa's job. Buy a round of the Jade Monkey and save Wisconsin one drink at a time.
Suck down drinks so we don't have to suck.
Okay.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Weather brought to you by the Joint Chiropractic of Madison, where Back Friday is back now through the end of November. It's easy. Sign up for a package, get free bonus visits, and start feeling the way you want to. The Joint Chiropractic, convenient, affordable chiropractic care.
Here's your Devil Radio forecast. Overcast today with a few flurries possible at times. Highs around 28. Westerly winds 20 to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, lows around 16. Lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 36. Overcast skies Friday, decreasing clouds by Saturday. Upper 40s Friday, upper 20s by Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
When you're gonna turn on the radio, you gotta listen to Devil Radio 92.7.
Scooter?
Yes, ma'am.
Gonzo?
Check.
Roger?
Yes, Miss Biggie.
This is what we're going to sing. Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat.
Nice.
Please do put the penny in the old man's hat. If you haven't got the penny, the head penny will be.
I've gotten a new appreciation for one of my favorite Christmas albums. And for those of you who aren't familiar with the album John Denver and the Muppets A Christmas Together, you're either going to learn about your new favorite, or you may as well turn the dial now, because it's you're not going to understand how one 58-year-old gentleman can go on and on about an album from, I believe, 1977, when, you know, the Muppets were kind of at their peak, you know, in terms of, you know, you had the Muppet Show and Sesame Street and everything else. And so they had this Christmas special. I'm pretty sure it was on ABC. John Denver, of course, was at some of the peak of his popularity. So they merged the two together for a John Denver and the Muppets Christmas special. Well, I've been playing that from, you know, day one. And my sisters, you know, we enjoy it very much. My girls now play it all the time. We know every song backwards and forwards. They're just classics. You think you're alone in the world, but social media, for all of its toxicity, sometimes reminds you that, you know, you're not alone in whatever little niche you think that you're in. You don't occupy it by yourself. Around 4 o'clock this morning, getting up and taking a first look, you know, through the Twitterverse, for example, I find somebody commenting on that particular song, Christmas is Coming, from John Denver and the Muppets. And I'm scrolling down and finding all these other weirdos like me who just think that that is one of the best Christmas albums. They play it all the time. And if you're familiar with the Muppet Show and the character Gonzo, you know that Gonzo has a thing for chickens. Just leave it at that, okay? He likes performing with chickens. He likes to woo the chickens. And I guess I never really noticed until in this Twitter thread. And I don't know if Aaron still has it queued up and can do the start again in a second here. But this person writes, the tone of Gonzo's voice when he goes, nice, after Miss Piggy says, Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat. Okay, I've heard the song 1,000 times. And I've never thought of it in terms of how much Gonzo likes his plump poultry than the way he says nice after Miss Piggy says Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat. Do you have that again, Aaron?
Yes, ma'am.
Gonzo?
Check.
Roger?
Yes, Miss Piggy.
This is what we're going to sing. Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat.
Nice.
Please do put the penny in.
Just, it adds an adult tinge to a Christmas classic that I think I actually... really, really nice. Like this person says, I mean, you simply cannot beat the Muppet lore of Gonzo dating birds and liking them big. You know, this was somebody who was going up against fat shaming long before all the rest of us realized we should be better about body image and everything else. So, Aaron, have I scared you away yet?
No, definitely not. I love, like, puppets and stuff. That sounds kind of weird, but I just love practical effects in movies, and that includes things like puppets, especially with the Muppets, where they're just all masters of their craft, and the characters are always on, like you said, with the nice. Like, there's not a moment where they're not in that mindset.
Well, here's the thing. With the Muppets, much like the old Bugs Bunny, Warner Brother cartoons, here's what they realize the key to success is you always slip in a little thing here and there for mom and dad. Because then they like it too, and then they keep watching, but it can't be so overt that they don't want the kids to watch it or listen to it or what have you. So, I mean, it has to be smart writing. And that's one of the things I've liked. And again, it won't surprise you to hear that one of my very favorite Christmas movies is A Christmas Carol by the Muppets with Michael Caine. Michael Caine, one of the great actors of our age, who said he would only take on the role of Ebenezer Scrooge as long as he never ever recognized that he was talking to puppets. In other words, he wanted to play it perfectly straight. No winking at the camera or anything. He was going to play a villain. And he played it wonderfully with all these Muppets otherwise acting all around him. So again, if you haven't watched that, couldn't recommend it highly enough for you. So we're just getting into that time of year now. We're going to start doing Christmas songs and Christmas music, not 24/7. For the love of God, I don't know why some radio stations are doing Christmas music 24/7 already. But if that's your jam, you know, after this show, then go for it. We're just going to drop it in drips and drabs and hope that works out all right for you. All right, the business at hand for this morning in this segment is to say hello to an old friend who came back in from out of town. When last we saw Tim Michaels, he had filed a flight plan for whatever, you know, private jet that he was on to take him away from Wisconsin shortly after the election and head back to Connecticut. And, you know, so there was the flight path taking him back out east, you know, either to his, you know, mansion on, is it Long Island Sound out there, or his penthouse condominium in Manhattan in New York City. Either way, he was gone. We didn't know when he was going to come back, but you know, like a bad penny, here he is. Tim Michaels comes back to Wisconsin to sit in the studios of WISN Radio in Milwaukee and talk to, you know, sycophant Jay Weber, who was going to, you know, toss some softballs his way, occasionally disguise one of them as, you know, something with a little rough around the edges, so that Tim Michaels could talk about whatever it is he wanted to say about his failed campaign for governor. Keep in mind that about a year ago, actually less than a year ago, I would have been able to find no shortage of people who would lay down actual money that Tony Evers was not going to be reelected and that we were going to have to get used to Rebecca Clefish being governor. It didn't work out that way. Could Rebecca Clefish have defeated Tony Evers? We'll never know, because primary voters are different from general election voters, and primary voters went for Tim Michaels after he spent $12 million of his own money to build his name ID and put himself up as, you know, a conservative alternative to Rebecca Clefish. Well, Tim Michaels would like some of his money back, at least based on what he said in the interview, because not only did he spend $12 million in the primary, another $8 million out of his pocket in the general. Here's what he had to say about the money that he spent.
It's tough, man. My wife and I we're devastated. It's the loss is still very raw, but you know, I'll get back to work. I'd like to make some of the money back that I spent and spent a lot of it.
But keep in mind now, he made a lot of that money. He made those millions in large part from you and me, Wisconsin taxpayers, because Michaels Construction remains the biggest construction company in the state. Has won, you know, well north of $1 billion worth of construction contracts over the years. And this is never to quibble about Michaels Construction, the work that they do and such, but it made him rich. And with that money, he wanted to run for governor. And now he's kind of feeling the sting that he didn't win after spending $20 million of his own money. He was asked if maybe Donald Trump could have done more about that. You know, Trump did not. He made the one visit, I believe, in Waukesha County, but he did not come closer to the general election. And of course, that was always a point of contention, was would Trump help? Would Trump hurt? Well, apparently it was neither one of those, because Tim Michaels told Jay Weber on WISN that Trump, like so many other people, told him, you know, those words that every candidate dreads hearing from a potential donor or helper, the words, "You'll be fine." And that's what Trump had to say here.
During the general election, I talked to him a few times. In fact, he called me, I'll say five days, maybe a week before election day. And he said, "I'm not going to come in. You've got this thing. You know, I've seen all the numbers. It looks really strong. Congratulations." And, wow. You know, it's just what we heard everywhere from everybody.
Well, sure. I mean, I've been a candidate, and you hear that. And I, you know, I knew I was in a very uphill race once, and I kept hearing, "Oh, you're going to be fine. You're great. You don't need my help." You know, in so many words is what they had to say. And so, of course, that's what they said to Tim Michaels as well. But keep in mind, Tim Michaels has lost statewide before. He's the one that ran against Russ Feingold in, what was it, 2004. And so he knows this feeling. So he should know better. But, you know, Trump telling him you'll be fine probably comes off now as the kiss of death. When asked what he attributed to his loss, he got a bit into issues and he got a bit into organization. On the subject of organization, for example, he pointed to Dane County versus any place else as an example of mobilization of voters. Now, to hear him tell it in this clip, you know, Democratic voters are just better organized than Republican voters, which will come as a shock to almost anybody that works in Democratic Party circles. But listen to the way that he frames this. What does it take to get large voter turnout in an area like Dane County versus, or any place else versus, say, Dane County? Let's listen.
They had 90% voter turnout in Dane County. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you could get 90% of the people, I'll say, in Oconomowoc to show up for anything. You could give out $100 bills. I don't know if 90% of the people would show up in Oconomowoc. But they drove all those people to the polls. And then the results were 80-20. That is a huge, huge hurdle that has to be overcome for conservatives and Republicans.
So, again, the framing is that somehow you have to offer to pay people in order to get them out to vote. That's the mindset that you have in Tim Michaels and other Republicans. And this whole notion that you can't actually win over voters, you know, with your ideas, with something beyond grievances and attack ads. But that's what you did see in Dane County and other places, where a large swath of voters turning out because of the issues, young voters in particular, and for one very key reason. He doesn't mention all the women who turned out as well, but he definitely talks about the young voters as far as one of the reasons why he lost, very specific to the Supreme Court.
Why did the red wave not happen? I think it goes back to June 24th is the best explanation. What happened on June 24th? It was Dobbs. Roe was overturned. And what was the net result of that? Two things. One, young voters, the 18 to 30 demographic voter, turned out in record numbers. They were upset. Mm-hmm. You know, for whatever reason, they wanted to have the same access to abortion that their parents had and their grandparents had. And they were ticked off, if you will, that that had been taken away from them.
For whatever reason.
For whatever reason. For whatever reason. You know, they wanted the same access to abortion that their mothers and their grandmothers had. Yeah, maybe they did. You know, that's not exactly the framing I think they would give you. It has something more to do with, you know, freedom, bodily autonomy, keeping big government out of doctors' offices. But yeah, that is what inspired young voters and women and their allies and people in metropolitan areas who weren't in, you know, deeply red rural parts of the state. And even there were voters that were motivated by the Dobbs decision. When we come back after the break, we'll have a couple of more clips. One about how he sees himself or saw himself as some kind of a knight in shining armor for, as he likes to call it, inner city Milwaukee. But also some, I take that as kind of ominous warnings about what he thinks the Republican Party needs and what he has to say about quote unquote patriot groups and how they can help Republicans in the future. Which, again, I find a little concerning, but I'll try not to read too much into it, given that there are certainly independent voter groups on the Democratic side as well. That's all coming up after the break here. This is Up North News Radio for a Wednesday, November 30th. Right back after this.
We're finished.
Oh, I knew that.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Coronavirus update. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Twitter will no longer enforce its policy against COVID misinformation.
The change to Twitter's rules was announced in a one-line update Monday night. Twitter will no longer enforce its policy against misinformation about COVID-19. This comes after massive layoffs at the company by new owner Elon Musk, who in the past has himself spread misleading COVID claims on the platform. Public health officials interviewed by the Associated Press said it could lead to more false claims about the virus or the safety and efficacy of vaccines. Paul Russo, dean of the Katz School of Science and Health at Yeshiva University in New York, called the change unacceptable, saying the company's decision to reverse course is an abdication of its duty to its users. Some Twitter accounts were immediately testing the new boundaries and celebrating the platform's hands-off approach. COVID cases and deaths are up from 2 weeks earlier. According to the most recent federal daily averages, about 28,000 people with COVID were hospitalized per day and about 313 died. I'm Jennifer King.
And
looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuck It stores or at untuckit.com. Untuck It. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands. Seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota-style 12-grain, multi-grain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for.
Follow Up North News online anytime. Search Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for Up North News WI and our homepage, upnorthnewswi.com.
Coming up in a bit here on Up North News Radio, we're going to talk about Senator Tammy Baldwin's work to get the Respect for Marriage Act across another big hurdle in the U.S. Senate late yesterday. And it will now go to the House and eventually be signed into law so that there cannot be any more funny business at the U.S. Supreme Court, as happened with the repeal of Roe v. Wade. Something that Tim Michaels cited as a very specific reason for the voter turnout that led to his defeat at the hands of Tony Evers, Tony Evers winning re-election earlier this month. And Michaels was interviewed on WISN Radio in Milwaukee yesterday by host Jay Weber. And as the conversation turned to structural things within the Republican Party, I noticed striking parallels here. And unfortunately, it's going to feed the both sides narrative. So I know that I risk doing that, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. You know, Democrats like to say, they like to brag about not being all that well organized, and that compared to Republicans who are
almost robotic in how they are in lockstep with, you know, party orthodoxy. Well, to hear Tim Michaels and other Republicans, they obviously think completely the opposite. They think that their party is the one that's not well organized, and that it's Democratic voters who are in complete lockstep, which causes me and others to guffaw, to put it mildly. Anyway, while there are also independent groups on both sides of the aisle that don't wish to be associated with the actual party structure, Democrat or Republican, Tim Michaels says those independent groups, those non-party aligned groups, are actually showing how to lead the way, and that the Republican Party would do well to do better outreach to them. Here's what he had to say.
I'm probably going to upset some people here, but I found that some of the Republican organizations were a bit antiquated. But right down the street, if you will, figuratively, there'd be a Patriots group that was very modern, very, very fired up, a younger demographic in those Patriot groups. We don't need to have multiple factions out there. We need to bring them into the fold. Mm-hmm. We all want the same thing. We all want constitutionalism. We all want a strong America. We all want a great Wisconsin. And we want better opportunity for our kids and our grandkids. We need to figure out how to reach out to the Patriot groups, bring them into the fold, have them become part of the party apparatus. And all of us working, you know, marching in lockstep is how we're going to win these things.
I think it might just be the notion of groups referring to themselves as patriot groups, which, again, you know, everybody thinks they're a patriot. And I'm going to talk about a news story done by the Associated Press about this in just a second here. But I hope that Republican Party leaders understand the difference between a grassroots group, like on the Democratic side, Moms for Mandela, you know, people who are everyday citizens who are just motivated to get involved, but, you know, not necessarily within the Democratic Party structure. The difference between groups like that versus the groups that are, if not militias, then almost supportive of what they're doing. We talked yesterday about how the billionaire Dick Eline is funding groups that say they are about election integrity, but, you know, in fact, are looking to uproot democracy, whether they want to acknowledge that or not, by believing lies about voter fraud and then continuing to cast doubt and opening the door to violence, like what we saw on January 6th, or threats of violence, like the kidnapping plot against Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and a host of other activity from people that would call themselves patriot groups. And so folks like Michaels and Republican leaders need to be real clear who they're courting and whether they are, in fact, in acting in tandem with our ideals of democracy, or if they're taking their enthusiasm, shall we say, to extremes. Now, one last note, for clips that I have from the interview, Michaels was asked why he spent as much time in Milwaukee as he did. I will actually give credit to Tim Michaels for being a Republican, you know, unafraid to try to make overtures to Milwaukee voters. It didn't work, you know, not that he didn't try, but because, again, his ideas and his tone, you know, his the biggest thing he had to offer, you know, communities of color was something along the lines of lock them up. You know, it was always about crime. It was very rarely about opportunity. But, you know, even as I'm giving Tim Michaels credit, don't worry, he's giving himself even more credit.
I had a lot of people say, you know what, we need somebody like you. We need a governor that's going to come in here in the inner city, that's going to do the ride-alongs with the police, that's going to change education in the inner city to give. And I gave them hope.
You gave hope to some people in your own party. I don't think you won anybody over. You can't talk about being a candidate that comes into the inner city and the very next thing out of your mouth is police ride-alongs. And then education after that, which, again, we know for you means shutting down the public schools, weakening them, and going more toward, you know, private, religious, profit-driven schools that aren't there to really make a difference in the inner cities. They're there to make a buck. You know, they're there to make a reputation. They're there as an alternative to professionally trained and union represented educators. So no, it's not really hope that we saw from Tim Michaels, but he did again, to his credit, come on the radio just 3 weeks after being spanked by Governor Evers and, you know, talking about the race. He had things to say about Rebecca Clefish that were on their face. They sounded positive, but it didn't take much to read between the lines, you know, to say that he didn't think she was impressive. She was telegenic and photogenic, in his words, but that, you know, she should basically suck it up and, you know, maybe try running again sometime in the future. And he again, you know, he talked about the money a few times and not being a bottomless pit, but clearly he, you know, like Ron Johnson before him, you know, saw himself as, you know, a fat checkbook that could make a difference in politics based on that, based on the money again, rather than the ideas. You know, one of the ideas that we talked about during the campaign quite a bit was about equality, was about equity, was about respect for one another. And that certainly could be said about marriage and same-sex marriage and interracial marriage, both of which were put under the gun, as they say, after the Dobbs decision, where you had right-wing justices who lied to us by saying they believed in judicial restraint and judicial precedent. And yet they went and overturned Roe v. Wade as soon as it was convenient. And then Clarence Thomas went on to say that maybe we should look at the Obergefell decision, which legalized same-sex marriage. And so obviously people who are in same-sex marriages or in interracial marriages looked and said, wait a minute, we can't rely on the Supreme Court to actually respect their own previous decisions. We need to codify this into federal law. Senator Tammy Baldwin, other Democrats and other Republicans said, yeah, let's get to work on that. Let's get this into federal statute. Ron Johnson at one point straight up lied and said he was not, you know, didn't see any reason to oppose it over the summer, then admitted that he said that just to get reporters off his back. So he was one of those against Baldwin's Respect for Marriage Act. And so as a result, it ran into a hiccup and did not pass before Election Day. But now with the pressure of Election Day off, the matter was able to attract about a dozen Republican votes in the Senate. We mentioned a week or so ago that it had cleared an important procedural hurdle. And then the final passage came last night and is now going back to the House because it has been amended somewhat. It had already passed the House once before. All but one of Wisconsin's Republicans voted against it. Now they'll have another opportunity to make that right. And at that point, hopefully it will become law. This is what Senator Tammy Baldwin had to say on the Senate floor last night ahead of that final Senate vote.
Thank the advocates who have been fighting for marriage equality for decades. And I want to recognize the millions of same-sex and interracial couples who have truly made this moment possible by living their true selves and changing the hearts and minds of people around this country. Many of these same-sex and interracial couples are fearful. They are worried that the rights, responsibilities, and freedoms that they enjoy through civil marriage could be stripped away. Right now, the Senate has the opportunity to put those fears to rest and give millions of people in same-sex and interracial marriages the certainty, dignity, and respect that they need and deserve. By passing this bill, we are showing that the American government and people see them and respect them.
Now, Senator Baldwin and others did amend the bill to address some religious concerns. The amendment states that neither the bill nor the amendment shall diminish or abrogate a religious liberty or conscience protection otherwise available to an individual or an organization under the Constitution or federal law. And yet, Ron Johnson cited that as a reason to go against the law, or the bill rather, saying that it still does not provide sufficient protection for those with strongly held religious beliefs and leaves a lane open for discrimination by activist groups, state governments, and the IRS. Mark in Prairie du Sac joins us now to talk a bit about the ways that we should have our Constitution and our federal statutes and our state statutes working hand in hand on behalf of all Americans. Mark, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, and I'll admit that I'm not a constitutional scholar, and that I didn't study it probably as hard as I should have had in high school, but I was at least familiar with some of the terms that concerned me a few years back as the Federalist Society, and said, well, what are they all about? And so I should have to look at the Federalist Papers, silly me into thinking that they are actually linked together in some form or fashion, only to find out that the Federalist Society is anti-federalist. I think that they are among those who are, Ian Hamilton's warning that when he closes out the Federalist Papers, enemies of a general government, any possible shape, that most of these judges, some of these right-wing judges, seem never to have read the Constitution or understood the fact that there is a general welfare clause in our Constitution to promote the general welfare for the people, both in the preamble and in Section 8. The judge who's going to announce today for the Supreme Court, unless you can define and say the contiguous and compact districts are what it says in the Constitution, how a district should be set up for election districts, she has no business being in the being on the Supreme Court. I mean, there's so many of them. They claim to be lovers of the Constitution, but they clearly have a whole different idea of what the Constitution actually says, that we don't live under the Articles of Confederation anymore, that because that was an abject failure, because the states were actually ready to go to war with one another prior to the Constitution. The Constitution bound us together as one nation. Yeah. And yes, evolved over time. It is
exactly, and not only the Equal Protection Clause, Mark, but the Due Process Clause, and that's the one that Jennifer Doerr, who's going to announce today for state Supreme Court, seems to have lost sight on, claiming that there was no due process right in a Supreme Court case that opened the door for legalizing same-sex marriage. In other words, she would have wanted separate but unequal relationship status for heterosexual couples versus same-sex couples. We're going to talk a bit more about Jennifer Doerr in a second, but Mark's point is perfectly well taken, that the Constitution isn't just whatever you want it to be. When Ron Johnson says it didn't provide sufficient protection for those with strongly held religious beliefs, in that case is a buzzword, a catch-all for bigots. And no, the Constitution does not have to make amends for bigotry and discrimination in federal law. That's how we roll here. More in our next hour. This is Up North News Radio.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Weather brought to you by the Joint Chiropractic of Madison, where it's time for Back Friday specials. Start a package before the end of November and get free bonus visits to use as you want. walk-in appointments, and extended hours to match your schedule at the Joint Chiropractic Madison in Pittsburgh.
Here's your Devil Radio forecast. Mainly cloudy today with highs around 28. West winds 20 to 30 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 16. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow, highs level off around 36. Cloudy skies expected Friday, decreasing clouds by Saturday. Upper 40s Friday, upper 20s by Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
From Wisconsin Dells to Dousman, WTTN 1580 AM is essential radio to get you through the pandemic.
I am a lineman for the county.
You know, I can't get over the fact that the words to this song are fairly basic, romantic. The tune is rather simple, and yet I love hearing that song every time. Glenn Campbell's Wichita Lineman hit number one on this day in 1968, so 54 years ago, and held the number one spot on the charts for 5 weeks. And Glenn Campbell, you know, has passed away since, but I have... once or twice when I've heard Wichita Lineman come on some oldie station or whatnot, I'll actually bring it up on YouTube. And just he's got one where he performs with a symphony orchestra. And I want to say it's in Sioux Falls, but I could be wrong. And again, just it's so great to hear. And it probably doesn't hurt that my mom had an 8-track player and we listened to Glenn Campbell's greatest hits almost on a loop. And for those of you who don't remember 8-track players, aren't old enough for 8-track players, imagine a song that fades out in the middle and then your player changes channels to go to the next track. So you're hearing the song and then it fades, and then you hear ka-chunk, and then the next part of the song comes up. And it's just that was the modern technology of the age. 1971 on this day, Sly and the Family Stone scored their fourth and final number one hit with Family Affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. All right, I'm going to call a little audible here and switch these next two, Aaron, because I want to wrap up with Derbingle. But first, we're going to go to Michael Jackson. It was on this day in 1982. Oh my gosh, this is the 40th anniversary that Thriller was released. Still holds the title greatest selling album of all time with 7 singles. Of course, Thriller, Billie Jean, and Beat It. Well, that plays underneath. Let's give a couple of birthdays here. Dick Clark, host of American Bandstand, was born on this day in 1929. He died 10 years ago at the age of 82. He, of course, hosted American Bandstand, Pyramid, the American Music Awards. Shockingly, Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. Also, birthdays today, Billy Idol is 67. And Ridley Scott, the director of Alien, Blade Runner, and more, is 85, Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I imagine you've probably seen Alien and Blade Runner.
I have not.
Well, I definitely recommend them. Alien is just a super atmospheric thriller.
A thriller, I see what you did there. Okay.
Yeah, it was unintentional, but I'll take it. And Blade Runner is... honestly incredible to watch now still. With I know I mentioned special effects earlier when I was talking about puppets, but the tricks they did with the camera and the way that they did replicants, which are the cyborgs or the robots, I guess, in the movie, you can tell someone's a replicant because they have a little glint in the back of their eye. The way they shined a light in that and didn't get it in the camera but did get it in the people's eye was pretty impressive. They did a lot of really cool stuff.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I admit I'm always more of a comedy person myself versus drama or science fiction or whatnot. But I'm not immune to them, so maybe I will have to finally give those things a go. Mark Twain was born on this day in 1835, and Tupac was robbed and shot five times on this day in 1994. He recovered from that shooting, but not one that came later on. Finally, on this day in 1977, America heard this little ditty for the first time. It was on this day in 1977, 45 years ago today, that Bing Crosby's final Christmas special aired. How did we know it would be his final Christmas special? He'd actually died a couple of months earlier. The program was recorded in September of 77, and Crosby died a month later. The show, of course, is best remembered for what was at the time a very unexpected and unusual duet between Bing Crosby and David Bowie, where they sang a modified version of Little Drummer Boy, with Bowie singing the new Peace on Earth lyrics that were composed basically that day by the show's writers. And, you know, it's like a lot of classics. You know, some songs take forever to write, and some are written on the back of a bar napkin in a few minutes. And that was the case with that one. And now it's going to live forever, basically, in terms of the holiday music that we have here. And again, it's one of those where you saw it at the time, much like, you know, look, we got a little bit of everything back in the 70s. We had John Denver and the Muppets. We had David Bowie and Bing Crosby. Oh, Aaron, I'm afraid you missed just a magical time when anything was possible on just three TV channels. That's all we had. That's all we had to go with.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have heard a lot of that, of course, from my parents and everything. And whenever they do get to show me and put it in that context of, you know, only three channels, and maybe you had to go over to someone's house to watch TV if you didn't have one. I don't think my parents had to do that, but I know my grandma talked about that. Obviously, TV was even more shocking and new when she had it, but.
Well, like the movie I talked about a couple of weeks back, seeing the Elvis Presley movie, and, you know, nobody had ever moved their hips like that while singing. And so, you know, there was talk of shooting him with the cameras from the waist up so that you couldn't see the overt sexuality of Elvis Presley moving his hips. So this is all to say, don't listen to me. Don't pay attention to me, Aaron, when I talk about it was, you know, the good old days, because guess what? When I was a kid, I was hearing all about how the Depression was the good old days in the sense that, you know, life was simpler and you had to make do with what you had. And, you know, we didn't have much. And guess what? You're going to do the same thing someday. You and Mathers,
sure,
and all you other punks out there, you're going to get older and you're going to say, wow, I'll tell you, life was so much simpler in 2022. I mean, we only had 500 channels to choose from. And I've wondered before, you know, what, you never know in a given era, what will be the classic rock song, you know, 10, 20, 30 years from now? What's on the charts now? Would I have told you, speaking of Tupac, you know, being shot and everything back in 1994, would I have told you back in 94 that I thought Tupac was going to be a legend in music? No, I wouldn't have said it at the time. There's some things that only can appreciate with time. You don't know what you've got until you move past it. So forgive my reminiscing and forgive my hectoring. But again, there are things here. We just don't know what they are yet. But if you can figure it out, grab it, hold on to it. Be sure you take a picture of it, because you're going to want to wish you had years down the line. Let's take a break for news at the top of the hour and have more in our next hour. This is Up North News Radio.
Can it be pretty thing?
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.